four or five days. There are nine limbs of devotional service. What is a limb? What is a limb? How many limbs are there for a human being? Limb, four, correct. Two hands and two legs. Limbs means part of the body. Part. Four parts. Two hands, two legs. Left limb. What is your left limb? Left limb. Left upper limb. Left upper limb. Right lower limb. So limb means part. Whenever you hear something in English, whether English class or not, you want to improve your English. Prabhupada told. Prabhupada said, I am very good in English because I always read books. English books with the dictionary. So whenever you find something really relevant to the text, you'll remember. You know? So that is the founder Acharya's, you know, eager student all the time. Anything new, the word is anything new, they immediately want to catch. What is this? The word is minds are sharp. The word is minds are focused. I come to the temple, I just have a look. Immediately I can see what is not normally has to be there, why it is here. Just by looking something. So, there are nine limbs of devotional service. Nine limbs. That means if you compare devotional service to a person, and that person will be complete. Suppose I tell, there are two legs, two hands, one trunk, and I forget to mention head. That is not complete description. So if I tell, what is your name? Aishwarya. Harshatari. Harshatari, we were talking about Harshasoka. Very good program. There was a boy called Harshasoka. Your Harshatarya. What is the meaning of Harshatarya? That is one who laughs very loudly. Harsha means laughs. Harshatej. Normal love? Teja. Teja means powerful love. Harshateja. Or it can also be one who is always smiling and is very powerful. Both. Harsha is also there, Teja is also there. Otherwise, these two meanings can be drawn. Harshatej. Boy always smiling, and this boy is always energetic. Are you like that? You are. So Harshateja. And another name, Harshateja. They were what devotee called Rudra Pratap. That also has two meanings. Pratap Rudra. Whose power is very fierce. Pratap Rudra. Favorable. Pratap is Rudra. Once he exhibits power, matchless. But if you reverse it, Rudra Pratap, on whose anger, little example, Rudra. really every silly thing. There is a place, repeat a sister's name, Chup. But when it's a Chup, right? Unnecessary yelling, where you are there, that is not there. Where you should not yell, but there it is there. Because I know that she can yell like that, that's why I told you. Chilla ho toda. So chilla na. Devotional service ke liye nahi. Anti-devotional service. Misusing the power of throat. The kirtan, you should shout at the top of your voice. In the kirtan, you should shout at the top of your voice. But in litigation, in quarrels, you should talk very peacefully. You should not fight like cats and dogs. Is it right? Suppose you have some differences. You fight tooth and nail. Tooth and nail. Yeah, animals, they bite with tooth and nail. So, if a person is behaving very violent, then we use the word no dog. We use the tooth and nail. Don't fight tooth and nail. Idiom. Idiom, you know? Idiom means when you use certain word, it is very effective. Like, don't fight like cats and dogs. That means any human being is behaving improper, that if somebody compares with a dog, you will be upset at that. Might be if you are like a dog, you know. How do you think? Is that right? So, this is what tells you that? What tells you? Your name is Teja. What is before that? Harsha. Harsha Teja. So there are 9 limbs of devotional service. And if you miss anything, then you may not recognize a devotee. Suppose somebody is all the time being bothersome, but in your 9 limbs, you only remember 8 limbs. You forget bothersome. Poor fellow, somebody is being bothersome. He is not doing kirtan, he is not doing sravanam, he is not doing swarnam. No? Sleeping. Yeah, okay. पीछे चुप गए आपके पीछे चुप गए दिखाई पड़ेगा नुकसान किसका है कल कौन है कल कल प्रोग्राम है शारदा मोबाइल सिटिंग बिहाइंड बिग पिलर दैट्स नॉट प्रॉपर व्हेन आई डू द क्लास कैन यू शो योर एंथुसियाज्म by your eager countenance. Eager countenance is the person you want to learn, you want to know, you want to hear, you want to respond. So, today, so far we completed how many limbs? We completed 3 limbs. Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasavam. So we completed out of 9, 4 limbs. Today is just the limb of devotional service. That is Archanam. Archanam. So as you advance, you are getting more intimate to the Lord. Sravanam, you don't know nothing about the Lord. What is this God about? What are the attributes of God? What are the qualities of God? Krishna. Who is God? It's called Sravanam. And Kirtanam. Whatever you heard, you try to repeat it. It's called Kirtan. And then Smaranam. Many topics we hear and talk, but we cannot only exceptional things, extraordinary things. They make us think, no? You see a horror, you see a horrible crime on the road. You cannot just look and go away. I told you, I saw one ISIS video, some nonsense person said, how the Islamic State intelligence services, how they kill people. Horrible. You see it, I'm not able to forget even now. But anyway, one thing I noticed, they have some religious approach. You want to torture a person, you see, by words you torture a person, by daily harassing a person, to torture, that is too much. But they are doing a very horrible activity. They are killing a person. They hang him upside down. Young people, they give him a good bath, they give him a uniform cloth, all dressed shy. And then with the legs, they hang him up, and then they take a sharp knife, they slope him. All blood goes away. The guy is dead in no time. All blood, you know, it's hanging. Okay. One way, the killing is there, but there is no torture. That's it. Person. But in the jails, in military, people, they torture him. Like Pailan Maro, torture. Torture is too much to tolerate. Taking your life. Suppose you beat a person to death. Very difficult to bear. Go on beating. But it's just a sharp knife. It's 1 minute solution. Not even 1 minute, 30 seconds. So I thought, oh my God, if they actually want to torture, then they are in a secret. In regular countries, you cannot see people being treated like that. I was remembering how they run the slaughterhouses. Exactly. I thought this guy must have done something in his life. Otherwise, how he got arrested there, how you are dying in such a situation. Exactly, it comes to your mind. We walk in the city, the hog is hanging, the legs up, the doors are hanging, the legs up and down. So that means whatever a person is doing, you cannot escape. Horrible thing, but people are doing horrible activities. We become horrified. What is horror? What is horror? Huh? Not done. What is the spelling? Horror. H-O-R-R-O-R. You know? Already. What is horror? Fearsome. Spine-chilling kind of scene. Because ordinary people, they cannot watch such things. Your mind completely becomes very agitated, disturbed. Not just for the time, it goes on. So, we are horrified to see such a thing. But actually, that's why whenever we walk before slaughterhouse, whenever you, what is slaughterhouse? Check. Don't waste your time. No, I don't know. Whatever you call it, Samadha. Slaughterhouse and the Gorilla Makalu, somebody alert the controller with a promoter, the Nellur is famous. Nellur is famous. The president is a Moms and Dukana law, Gorilla Makalu Pandalu. Nellur, nobody can escape. Nellur is famous. On Sunday, every street, you'll have a meat shop. Meat shop, you know? Slaughterhouse means where they kill the animals. It is called a slaughterhouse. So, when we walk, for two reasons, we feel very ashamed, you know? That you are not able to stop it. You are supposed to give your life for defending life. But because we are incapable, we cannot, there's so much widespread, large scale, what can we do? So you are only pray to the Hare Krishna. And then second thing is, when you see people doing such things, you feel very pity for them. These guys are going to face such torture and pain in their own life. Anybody, suppose you are, this world is round or flat. So, Gola, move Gola, Golaka. The earth is round, you're right. The earth is round. And whatever you live, it will come back to you. Very important thing. However you deal with others, the same treatment you will get it back. If you are insulting somebody, if you are harassing somebody, if you are ignoring somebody, no? If you are doing injustice to somebody, then it is going to come back, then it is wrong. Come back to you. It's not just going away. Around. That hatred will go back and come back to you. Suppose you are, if you are spreading smiles, if you are spreading goodwill, and then the goodwill go and goodwill come back to you. Smiles will go and people will come and make you happy. Smiles. You know? So you have to be very careful. Whatever you do, same thing, it will come back to you. It's called what? Law of karma. What is this called? Law of karma. If you do something, same result you will also get. Let's say if somebody hurts you, you will also hurt him, or you don't. You don't. He has hurt you. So, hurt will get back to him. He has hurt you, and you hurt him. Then you will also get hurt. Again. So, people who are gentlemen, I should only give a message of love, goodwill, and joy. I will only do that. I don't care how others treat me. But from my side, well, I don't want mistreatment to me. So I don't want to mistreat anybody in my life. So, we are talking about Archanam. Archanam. Hearing, chanting, remembering, and service. Suppose you go to market and bring fruits for Jagannath. It is Sravanam or Kirtanam or Smaranam. and pause 7. 7. 7 means service. Now you are hearing. This is called Sravana. When I am asking you some questions, you are trying to answer me. That is Kirtana. Exactly what I tell, you have to repeat it back. That is Kirtana. That's why Hare Krishna Mantra. Suppose I say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. He says, Hare Krishna. That means you are not hearing properly. So I am saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. I tell repeat, Hare Krishna. I did not say like that. That is, you are in the wrong moods. You are not receptive properly. That's why you have to hear properly and you have to repeat in the same way. This is especially true about topics about Krishna. The Krishna topics are there in the school syllabus, in any school book, the topic about Krishna. Bad. No topic about God. It is called ungrateful. Ungrateful. Daily, when you go and meet your teacher, you just don't greet him or you greet him. As soon as you go to the school and you find the teacher, what you will say? You don't say nothing. When you go to the school and the teacher is coming in front of you, you avoid him. Just like you do, or you say something. After the summer camp, when you meet your teacher, what will you say? Good morning, morning. What will you say? Hare Krishna. This is what happened. Summer camp. You attended summer camp in ISKCON. You should politely speak. Every time you are meeting your teacher, they say, good morning, madam. Good morning, sir. But now after summer camp, if you say good morning, it will be a good morning or what? If you say good morning, I say happy birthday. But you don't have that. So they stick. Suppose your leg is very paining and it's a happy birthday. Then you look at your leg. It's like insulting you. When you are very painful and crying with leg pain, I should say, how are you? Can I do? Can I help you? I say, good morning. Your day should always, your whole day should be like this. It's good something happened to you. When you hurt your leg and say, good morning. You should stop good morning that time. Suppose your teacher, yeah, his leg is broken. Coming. Good morning, sir. Yes, sir. I said, what happened? Can I do something? Can I help you? Is that right? Not blindly, like Dadama. Not blindly, just all the time. Time and place, you have to see. Time and place, you have to see. So when you say Hare Krishna, your teacher is a Muslim and has become disturbed. Then you go to Hare Krishna, sir. Not good. If you're a Muslim, if you're not happy when you say Hare Krishna, for next time what you should do? Good morning, sir. Alright? Common sense. But some Hindu teacher, your teacher is a Hindu, and he said, Hare Krishna, is upset. Then you should tell him, it's good to say God's name that gives us power. That gives us auspicious fortune. No? Why you are chanting Hare Krishna? Why are you chanting Hare Krishna? Because we want great fortune in our life. We want to live our life joyfully. Isn't it? Everybody is looking for joyful life, or you want happy life or unhappy life. So who will give you happy life? You do all bad things, but I want happy life. You get only punishment. If you want happy life, your mind should be gentle. So when you chant Hare Krishna, your mind will become gentle. If you don't chant Hare Krishna, I don't know, she chants so much still. Surprise, where is this chanting going on? Leaking, everywhere leaking. Whenever you are chanting Hare Krishna, it is entering your heart, immediately your personality will change for better. All right? If you are just chanting with the Maharaj, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But you are not chanting for self-improvement. Chanting for self-improvement, there will be. If you are chanting because Madam told me to chant, and you chant only without interest. Without interest in the chant, you get benefit. No benefit. If you chant with faith, if you chant with love, if you chant with eagerness, then Krishna will help you. Can you fool Krishna? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But you actually don't like Krishna. Nothing happens. Is that right? So today we are reading from Archana. My God, there's so much an Archana here. Archana will go on for looks like 2-3 days. We'll complete something today. I told you from ignorance. You start shravana. You don't know, start hearing. And then you can also know something, you can talk about God. Is that right? Suppose you have stayed in ISKCON for 1 month. And then people are talking about God. Is there God? No God? Who is God? Then you have something to say or not. Because you heard 1 month you are here. So your teacher is worshipping Sai Baba. Immediately, what is it? Krishna is God, why he is worshipping Sai Baba? Did he read Bhagavad Gita or not? Is that right? Because you have some knowledge. Then you can talk, kirtanam. You can discuss. Sravanam, kirtanam. Smaranam. So Krishna is very important for your life. Is Krishna very important for your life? Why? Huh? Is Krishna very important for your life? Why? Huh? Oh, yeah. So Krishna is very important for your life. He is giving everything and he can give anything. If you want something else which you cannot get, Krishna can give it. So Krishna is the most important person in our life. He has given us everything, birth, limbs, intelligence, everything, opportunities. Krishna has given everything to you. That's why Krishna is the most important person in one's life. So, whenever there is some talks about God, you dollars actively contribute. Okay, you know something about that. Flawlessly, intelligently, you should talk to people. Suppose somebody is worshipping, say, Ayyappa Swami. Ayyappa people, what kind of clothes they wear? Black. Black is, what is black symbolic of? White is peace, red is violence, green is prosperity. White is peace, green is prosperity, green color symbolizes. And what is this black color? You know, black, have you seen any time a black flag, black? And suppose you don't like chief minister, opposition people, what they will do, they'll take a black flag, go back. So black indicates what? Black indicates you don't like it. So if you are wearing Shani Devata, you know? Shani Devata. They also wear what clothes? They are same people. In Nellur also there are Shani worshippers. And how do you know? Black. They find the TV. So, Ayyappa people, they are wearing black clothes. And Shani Devata people, they are also wearing black clothes. Actually, they are correct. Because black signifies misfortune. Black signifies something you don't like. So, without knowing, they are wearing black clothes, then they are admitting we are doing something bad, something inauspicious. This is red or what color? Red or yellow? Not red, not yellow. Mix. Orange is a mix. The red, red and yellow. The mix is orange. So orange color, what does it represent? You know, you ask, did you ask any time, Krishna, why are you wearing white clothes? Krishna, sir, did you ask him? And why I am wearing, saffron is wearing white. Why? I tell you, white is for peace. Generally, all of you, we are all restless. He wants to become peaceful. Very nice. I want to control my passions. I want to control my emotions. White clothes. And saffron. Saffron or orange. What is another name for these clothes? Saffron. Pardon. Saffron. What is the spelling? S-A-F-F-R-O-N. Saffron. Kesar. Paisal apne kesar asara. Kesar peri nara. Kesar. Kesar in there. దానికల్ కూడా ఇదే కేసరి పువ్వు అంటారు. కేసరి పువ్వు కలర్ దీని ఏం కలర్ అంటారా? కేసరి కలర్. సఫ్రాన్ ఇంగ్లీష్ సఫ్రాన్ అవర్ లాంగ్వేజ్ కేసర్. సో సఫ్రాన్ ఇండికేట్స్ త్యాగ. వాట్? త్యాగ. రినన్సియేషన్. People have many attachments in the world. But a person who is wearing saffron, he has become detached, renounced. Renounced. not attached to home, he's not attached to parents, he's not attached to money, he's not attached to a position. You know? Then what is he attached to? A person who is totally attached to God, but no attachment, like ordinary people, he wears saffron. So archanam. Archanam is an advanced stage of bhakti. Sravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam. Archanam is or puja is doing archana. What is the English word for archana? Worship. Is that right? Worship. Bhagavan Das is doing worship. Noon, 12 o'clock worship, 4:30 worship. How many archanas are there in the temple in a day? Did you count? How many days are you there in the temple? 2 weeks already. You must have noticed how many archanas are there in the temple. One thing at 4:30, next, 7:30, next, 12 o'clock, next, 4:30, next, 6:45, and then last, 7:30. Again, class will open the temple. So, how many archanas are there in the temple a day? Six. Six services are there. Six times. How many times Jagannath is worshipped in this kind of temple? Six times. So, this is called archana. Archana is more advanced than Pada Sevan. Father Seven means anything working in the kitchen, Father Seven. Going to the market is Father Seven. Selling books is Father Seven. Service. The Archana means more advanced. Suppose it to be a person who is worshipping the deity, he should not become angry, he should not become greedy, he should not become lusty. Krishna will accept such worship. Suppose you are a very angry person. Krishna will accept your worship because you are not, you are like an ordinary person. You are not peaceful. You are not loving. So only very advanced people, they can archana. No? Will you be allowed to, suppose you say tomorrow, Maharaj, I want to do archana. I want to, what Bhagavan is doing, I want to do today. You will be allowed, or what? No. But we'll say you are under training. You are under probation. When you see that you are qualified, when you are qualified, then all it will be a chance. So that means it is an advanced state, archana. So he's saying, same thing. I'll complete this. Lot of things are there. If one is interested in the process of archana, one must positively take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. If you want to worship, you need training or not. Which thing to show first, how much time to show, and is your mentality all right? No? Everything. So, what you have to do? One must compulsorily take shelter of a spiritual master. Spiritual master means who? Guru. Guru, what do you call in English? Guru, spiritual master. Your material master. In the school, somebody is teaching mathematics. What will he say? He is mathematics guru. Ganita Adhyapakudu. You will not call him spiritual master. He is teaching you mathematics. My dear spiritual master, he doesn't know anything about spiritual life. If he doesn't know anything about spiritual life, he doesn't know anything about God, you cannot call anybody spiritual master. The spiritual master means he has your spiritual knowledge. What? What is the business of spiritual master? To teach you spiritual science. To teach you the science of God. Right? So if you want to worship Jagannath, you need a guru. Not mathematics guru, botany guru. You need one devotee guru. Devotee guru can tell you how to worship. So, one must accept. Here, one more thing said. Bona fide spiritual master. Is there anything like duplicate? Duplicate, what is duplicate? Not original. What did he say? Said that. Correct. Duplicate. Suppose your original key, when you buy a lock, they will give key with it. Suppose while riding bicycle, your key is lost. Then what will you make? Duplicate. The original is finished. Then you do like this, like that, and make a duplicate. No? So here, bona fide means original. Bona fide, original. So what kind of guru you need? You need a bogus guru, or you need a real guru. Bogus guru means he will take your money, but he will not teach you anything. Real guru, he will not take money from you, but he will teach you. What is the difference between bogus guru and real guru? Okay, he cannot teach. He is a bogus person. He doesn't know. But you take your money. Real guru? Huh? He cannot take money. Because he knows that this knowledge should not be sold. This knowledge, Krishna is giving free. So we also have to give free. Suppose air is coming free. And then I steal it and I sell you. You will buy it on air. When you are getting free, why you will buy? No? So, there are many books for Archana. There is a book, How to Worship Krishna. Books on Archana. Archana Deepika. Especially Narada Pancharatna. Who is Narada? In your school, anybody has a name Narada? The people want nonsense names. They cannot get good names. In your school, anybody has a name Narada? They don't like Narada. Anybody has a name Amitabh? That is their name. Amitabh, Sunil. To take the name Narada, you must be a very great person. If you like the name Narada, then you are a very great person. And we have one colleague. His name is Narada Rishi Das. Narada Rishi Das. So this Narada Pancharatna. Narada Pancharatna. Pancharatna is the book written by whom? Narada. Pancharatra is a book that shows us not. Pancharatra is a book on worship, Archana. And the authoritative book on Archana is written by great devotee Narada. That's why the book is called Narada Pancharatra. If you want to learn the process of Archana, you should get Pancharatra, Narada Pancharatra book. In this age, the Pancharatra system is particularly recommended for Archana, deity worship. There are two systems of Archana. The Bhagavata system and Pancharatrika system. So Bhagavata system is more about hearing and talking about it. Pancharatrika is more of worship. Worship needs very high standard, very difficult. That's why it said, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no recommendation of Pancharatrika worship. Because in this Kali Yuga, even without deity worship, everything can be perfectly performed simply through hearing and chanting, remembering. And worship of the lotus feet of the Lord. So you are not doing worship here. Anytime you do worship, inside. But still you are doing bhakti or not. That's what he said. Even without, suppose you are in your school, can Jagannath be there? Jagannath is in the temple. In the school, how can you worship Jagannath? By chanting. In the school you sit down, chant Jai Jagannath, or you have a picture of Jagannath indicating. You get the same benefit. Is that right? By worshipping, benefiting. By saying Jai Jagannath, you are benefiting. By reading a book on Jagannath, you are worshipping. But everything is focusing your mind on Jagannath. Is that right? When you are worshipping, focus on Jagannath. When you are saying Hare Krishna, focus on Jagannath. When you are reading a book, focus on Jagannath. So, that means is Archana only way to worship Jagannath or many other ways? Many other ways. No? You can approach Jagannath. So, tomorrow we will continue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram. Spoon. Whether this is ready made or homemade?